Shillington is one of the most interesting players that was picked this year. He was a guy that a year ago people thought was going to go in the top five, top 10 of the draft. Instead, he drops all the way to number 60. Well, where did he play this past year? He played with AIK in the second tier Swedish league, and he played with Färjestad in the top Swedish league, in the Swedish Hockey League. The president of hockey operations for Färjestad BK just happens to be our good friend Håkan Lube, who joined us on the program right now. Hello, sir. How are you?
I am doing really fine. Pat, how are yourself?
I'm doing very well. Just back from sunny Florida. We're back in Calgary, so looking forward to free agency. Had a lot of fun at the draft. How are things back in Sweden for you?
Actually, it's turning pretty good over here. The weather is coming. It's getting hot, so we're pretty happy.
Well, I got to ask you about young Oliver Shillington. You had him on your team the last couple of seasons. So what can you tell us about the young defenseman?
Well, you said a little about him. He's an unbelievable talent when he grew up already at 11, 12 years old. He was foreseen to be a great player, and he still is. So I think that he has he's traveled a little bit in Sweden, played on quite a few teams. I think it's the stability and the steadiness maybe hasn't occurred yet, but he came over to Karlstad, where Färjestad is situated, and we were looking at him as a coming man. We thought maybe that his development was a little bit too quick for himself. You know, everybody was expecting him to do great things in every game. We wanted to slow him down a little bit, and he wanted to rush a little bit too much. But great potential, great skills, very offensive-minded. Lacks sometimes on D, but that's something that he can really pick up over time. So I think it was a great choice for Calgary to pick him. The good thing or the interesting thing is now, what do you do with him, you know? My opinion, being really forward here, is I wouldn't delay anything. I would sign him right away, bring him over to North America.
So you'd have him playing in North America, maybe try and find him a place in major junior hockey next year?
Well, you know what? I think that could be an option, but I also think that he could play in the A. I think that he could develop a lot there, because I think that what he needs is a little bit of the tough, rough going a little bit. I think that he has to grow into it, you know, using his skills at a little higher level and a little tougher level. And who knows? I think that it could go fairly quick for him to develop into a really good player. But I think he needs to get away a little bit from Sweden, because, like I said, he's been playing on, I think it's about six or seven teams here in Sweden. Haven't really found his home, so to speak. So that would be my advice to Calgary anyway.
Very interesting. And so you think stability in that sense would maybe be one of the most important things for him?
I think so. I think that when you grow up, you know, you have so many different teams and so many different coaches. You need something that somebody who's really, that he can rely on, has a plan, you know, a plan over maybe a couple of 3 years, you know, to ease into something that he really could become. And that's a premium player in the NHL, no question about that. But, you know, maybe it sounds a little different just to leave your home country at a young age. But I think this is a kid that he's fairly mature in his own personality, so to speak. So I think that he needs the hockey where he loves to come to North America. So I think that Calgary should really think about that.
Håkan Lube's with us. He's the president of hockey operations for Färjestad in the Swedish Hockey League. Tell us about Oliver and his skating, because everybody is raving about how good a skater he is.
Well, I think, again, you know, when he was young, he was pretty much 3, 4, maybe 5 years ahead of most 12, 13, 14-year-olds. You know, he was skating by them like crazy. So he was, of course, because of that, playing, you know, with older kids all the time. You know, that's why he was so early developed in that sense, you know. And at the skating level, I mean, he has no problems playing in the highest league here in Sweden. But, of course, we know all that that hockey is a complex sport, so you need a little bit more. And if you don't have the strength, maybe the speed can compensate that sometimes, but you need to keep up and you need to get everything working together as one unit, so to speak. So, but his skating has just been unbelievable. When he takes the puck in his own end, you know, he goes by. He could go by on any team, you know, any league. So his skating is something different, something extraordinary, that's for sure.
He played for you on your team as a 16 and 17-year-old and played amongst men and was playing in a very difficult position at defense. How did he do compared to the pro players in one of the world's best hockey leagues?
You know what? When it came to play in offense and trying to start an offensive threat all the time, he was really, really good. And just to mention, he was the youngest player ever in the Swedish league to score a goal, and that was just a rush. And he was going all the way with that too. So in that sense, you know, he was ready to play regularly on our team in this league, but. Then, you know, it's a little bit pressure for the coach and all that to win games and have players that can play in all ends of the rink. And in the defensive end, then Oliver is lacking a little bit, of course, of experience, but also the strength and the patience of finishing off the D before you go on offense. So that kind of everybody was saying, well, you have to make it take a little slower, maybe to grow into it a little bit better. But, you know, he's that type of person. He wants to rush things. So I think that maybe that our coach has got a little bit impatient with him and started to wonder, you know, if he's too wound up, you know, we just wanted to step forward and have a bigger role on the team, no matter if he was 17 or 16 or 18 years old. So, but that's the kind of player he is. This is a great personality, great person, so to speak. But again, you know, you want to kind of take it one step at a time, not passing couple of steps, you know, try to mature and get ready. But again, I said, if somebody has a plan for him now, the next 2-3 years, I think he's going to become a premium player. No question about that.
I was going to ask you about him as a person and his personality. Seems like a really confident guy. Well, how you got to know him over the 2 years he played for your organization. How would you describe Oliver as a person?
He's a very forward young kid. You know, he is mature. I spent about 4 hours in a car with him. I picked him up in Stockholm, taking him back to Karlstad, and got a chance to really, really deep talk with him. You know, and he knows quite a bit of life. You know, he's very open minded. You know, and now I think that again, you know, because of him, you know, being 12, 13, 14, you know, playing always on the top pair of defensemen and then always carrying teams and all that. I think that's a part where maybe that's what makes you mature a little bit faster than other kids. So, no, he's got an outgoing personality, no problems, you know, getting to know and getting to be friends with anybody everywhere. So, no, he's a likable kid, you know.
So do you think he can play in the NHL?
I think that he can play in the NHL, maybe not next year, but within 2-3 years for sure. Oh yeah, overall, you mean? Oh, he's gonna play for sure.
Okay,
he's gonna play. But I think he's a little bit like Erik Karlsson. You know, I mean, when he came to Ottawa, he played with you know he could go up, score the greatest goal, but he could also be on for 3-4 against, you know. And I think Ottawa did a heck of a job having the patience, you know, let him make the mistakes, let him. You know, lack certain things on D, and then all of a sudden you become, you know, from being a great offensive player, you learn about the game. You know, the game's got more than one aspect. So I think it's a little bit like this with Oliver, without putting any pressure on him. I think that same kind of player plays with the margins that are really small, you know, and when he succeeds, he looks like he's a million-dollar player, but then all of a sudden he makes the mistakes and everybody says, oh my God, how could he do that? So, but I'm convinced that he can play. But again, I said, you know, a plan, 2-3 years. That's why if I would be Calgary, I would really take him under my wings, bring him over, take care of him, no matter where they play him, but sign him right away. That's my opinion.
Well, yeah, and I very much appreciate it. He's our good friend, Håkan Lube. He's also the president of hockey operations for Färjestad BK in the Swedish Hockey League. Let me ask you about a couple of other players, because I know that you very much have your pulse on hockey in Sweden. The Flames also selected Rasmus Andersson, who played a couple of years in the second-tier league there in Malmo before coming over and playing in the Ontario Hockey League. What do you know about Rasmus Andersson?
Well, first of all, we had his brother here playing with us for through him we know his brother a little bit, but not as much, of course. But talking to people down south in Malmö, unbelievable talent again, a little bit lazy, a little bit unfit, but I think those are things that you can handle and you can work with. I know when he left for junior, I think he learned a lot from that already last year. Again, I think Calgary selected two potential really good players here. No question about that. But again, I said to Rasmus, you look at his height and his weight, I think you can foresee a little bit that he's not as fit maybe as he should be. At least the year past year, I would say, maybe it's different from the year that he had him in North America. But again, great talent. And it's up to him how good he wants to be.
Certainly, that's got to be a learning experience, playing all your time in Sweden and then going over and spending an entire year in North America. That could be really, really important for him as he tries to make a go at pro hockey, hey?
Oh, no question about that. I mean, sometimes, being a Swede myself, coming over, and it's that we Swedes are a little bit, on the waiting edge, instead of take charge and really go after things. I think that what you learn when you come to North America, you realize that there's nothing to wait for. You got to grab that, you got to seize the moment and really show that you can. Most of the times you know how to play the game, but you have to step forward and make sure that not only on the ice, but off the ice too, that you have to show up and you have to understand that the game is all about being on and off ice and try to be as humble and as mature as you can, as quick as possible. And that comes with the experience, of course. So coming over to North America is sometimes the best thing that can happen to Swedish kids, no matter if they're 18 or they wait until they're 25 or 27. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really matter, but to get a chance just to grab it. So I think it's a good experience for Rasmus too.
Last year, the Flames selected another Swedish defenseman in the sixth round of the NHL draft. Adam Olis Mattsson played in the Swedish Hockey League last year with one of your opponents in Djurgården. He was a guy that we didn't know a lot about when the Flames picked him, and now you got an opportunity to see him play throughout an entire year in the Swedish Hockey League. What do you know about Olis Mattsson?
To be honest, we're not that much. The only thing I've heard that he's learned a lot. He's slowly but securely is becoming a steady defenseman, and then he's and I think I shouldn't say too much because I don't know too much about him. So, but again, there's always something that the Swedes carry with them. Taught how to play hockey on a young age, and hopefully that will turn out good for the Flames too.
With Håkan Lube, he is the president of hockey operations with Färjestad BK. Just a couple more for you, my friend. As always, appreciate the time. Let me ask you something a little bit more broader. With Erik Karlsson and Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Jonas Brodin, Victor Hedman, you could probably throw Niklas Chalmerson and a few other names in there as well. It really seems like there's something special going on with young Swedish defensemen right now. Have you seen the same thing? Like, is that the case that you've observed too?
Oh, no question about that. And it's amazing, when you look at what happens, when things like this occur. I think it's got a lot to do with Niklas Lidström. I think that all of a sudden, a few years back, not from the start, but after a few years, people started to talk and appreciate what Niklas did over in the National Hockey League when he came over and played both the World Championships and the Olympics. There was a lot of emphasis on him and his play. How good he was and how many years he played in the league and all that. I think that kind of told kids in Sweden you can become a great player in the NHL being a defenseman too. because before that it was all talk about forwards, you know, no matter if it was Forsberg or Sundin or whatever. So in the young ages, when they came through, you know, it was all talk about offense and great forwards. But all of a sudden, you know, I mean, even if it came in on a later stage, they would talk, so much talk about Niklas winning all these Norris trophies and all that. So I think that kind of told the kids here in Sweden that becoming a defenseman could take you a long way and all the way to the NHL. And I think that's what happens, you know, and all of a sudden you have bunches coming, you know, and I think that there are some unbelievable defensemen coming up now. We're talking about Shillington, and we talk about so many kids that also got drafted now being defensemen. I think I don't know, it's that time now that defensemen get approved and they get in the limelight, so to speak.
Well, and for you, as you're trying to make your team better in Karlstad, and as you're trying to build your team back to being a championship winner, like has it been something where, you know, you mentioned the Lidstrom effect? So are you putting more resources into defensemen? Are you looking, like, is there something that's also changed in terms of how you're developing them over there?
Yeah, I think so. I think. Again, you know, it started, you look at the same thing that happened with the goalies, you know, we hardly had any goalies except for Pelle Lindbergh and a couple more guys playing in the NHL. There was not so much talk about emphasis on goalies. And all of a sudden we got goalie coaches left and right. And all of a sudden you got a lot of goalies, maybe not all top class goalies, but we got at least 15, 20 really good ones. We got a few in the NHL, we got some in the KHL and so on and so on. So, and now all of a sudden, you know, it's with the D, and we got D coaches bringing kids up at 8, 10, 11 years old, that we're telling the kids to play defense. You know, usually we said, what do you want to be? And all of everybody said, oh, we want to be a forward. We want to score 50 goals or 150 points in the NHL. So we have to play forward already at 10, 11. Now, the coaches tell them, you know, okay, you should try to play on D. We even have forwards now, 11, 12 years old, that converts to play D because you need good skating defensemen. And all of a sudden you see that. You see that where Eric Karlsson, great skater. Now you see with Oliver Shillington, great skater, and so on and so on. I think it's something that it's right on right now. It'll be interesting to see what the next deal is, but I think for the next few years there'll be some good Swedish defensemen coming on.
Well, and certainly, you know, you take a look at the Stanley Cup final this year. That was quite the showcase. I mean, we mentioned Hedman, we mentioned Chalmerson, Johnny Oduya in that mix as well. That was quite the showcase of the defensemen that your country has to offer, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, no question about that. And it's again, you know, you see Oduya and the Hjalmarsson is not what you call the flashy defenseman, but somehow they are so well educated and trained. So I mean, you can use them in any aspect, and especially now when the North America they really appreciate the defensive D from Sweden. It used to be maybe that you wanted to get somebody that can put up the points or play a more offensive minded, but you look at Johnny and Hjalmarsson, I mean, they're so steady, and it's so hard to play against them, you know, and find Swedish guys playing their role too. It just makes, you know, kids here in Sweden appreciate that their role even more. So I will foresee that there'll be a lot more young defensemen coming up and having the chance to play in the NHL.
Final thought for you, Håkan. Really appreciate the time, as always. Just a quick thought. I know we talked to you a little bit during the playoffs and how much fun you were having watching the Flames play. It's been a little while now. We all really enjoyed it here, but just how much fun did you have watching the Flames return to the postseason and see doing what they did?
You know what? I got so into it because, you know, of course, there's always going to be the red heart for me, you know, being over there for 6 years. So, but it just, I don't know, it just got so inspiring, you know. I mean, after a few years, well, there's been quite a bit of problems making a note out there. I thought that I had great fun, you know. I mean, it was good for me too. Like I said before, you know, with the time change, you know, I woke up in the morning, I could I could finish off every game, you know, and listening to 1.5 period, you know. So, you know, I mean, I got so excited about what's happening, you know, and you want the team to succeed, you know, and you build something and you change a little bit in the management and you made some moves and all of a sudden things start to work and it makes you inspired. And I was really happy to see what was happening. And unfortunately, I mean, maybe some injuries and stuff got in between, mm-hmm. maybe to go even further in the playoffs, but there's always a next year.
Really, really appreciate you spending some time with us today, Håkan. I know it's getting late there in Sweden, so we'll let you go. We'll talk to you again down the road very, very soon. But yeah, thank you so much for all the insight. That was really good. You have yourself a great week, hey?
Thanks a lot, Pat. I appreciate being on your show.
We'll talk to you soon, Håkan.
Take care.